We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show, Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day. And let me shout out to my daughter. Yesterday was her birthday, and she passed her driving test. So congrats and shout out to baby girl.
I saw she got a brand new car.
Yes, she did.
A Range Rover. Is it white?
Yes, it is white.
Yep.
And she deserves it. So I want to shout out to everybody at the DMV in Wayne, New Jersey. Shout out to Shannon. And shout out to everybody. They were just so nice. They heard us on the radio in the morning, so they knew she was coming, and she aced it. She had no problems. She parallel parked like a champ. She drove like a champ, so.
Kind of hard to fail it, too, when your father does radio.
Nah, there's people failing.
Yeah, but their fathers don't do radio. Okay, you can put them on blast if you fail my daughter. I don't think nobody really want that smoke.
Nah, but if she deserved to fail, then she deserved to fail. But she was good money, man. She passed the test.
I told you, I failed my test when I took it, but still got my license. I came back so fast, my mom was like, what happened? And I was like, I passed, but I really didn't. But they still give me my license.
A lot of people fail that test. Yep. Our board IP over here, producer over here, Dramos, he failed.
Dramos, the guy who Tracy Morgan said had a butthole in his beard. Let's just keep that in mind. And yesterday when I was on Dramos' Instagram page, I saw a comment that was just farting in my mouth.
Wow. Maybe that's what he's into.
Yeah.
If he'd have did that, maybe to pass the road test.
They commented that.
Why are you so upset, Dramos? Calm down.
Why are you just talking?
To have a little butthole in your beard, Dramos.
He wants to say something.
And also Dan, you know Dan, our producer as well, he failed his driving test as well. A lot of people fail their driving test the first time.
I don't even remember if I failed mine the first time. That was so long ago. I know I failed a permit test. Definitely failed a permit test the first time I took it.
The permit test?
Yes.
Yeah.
Permit.
What did I say?
Permit.
Permit test. What the hell is the difference?
Yes, you're right.
All right.
I definitely failed that the first time.
My goodness. Well, what we got going on? What we got popping off in front page news?
Oh, we are going to be talking about CNN is suing Donald Trump. And this should be pretty interesting. Actually, I was at the Gracie's Awards yesterday, right? This is for women in media. And they had a whole table of CNN, people that work at CNN. And they were talking about that. I've actually found out about that at the luncheon yesterday when they were talking about how CNN, they were about to sue Donald Trump.
Well, I don't know why they suing. Like, I would be happy if Donald Trump didn't want me around him.
but if your job was working for CNN and you're not allowed to go to any of these press conferences, that's part of your job.
Listen, do you have to be there nowadays? Like, it's like we get it in real time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but they want to be there first.
He tweets all his
ask
news.
Ask the questions. They want to be there.
Like, he's not going to answer any of the questions you ask. It's all a deflection tactic. Like, whatever.
And,
okay.
And shout out to the young ladies that call us for California. We haven't heard from them in a while.
They the Cali girls.
Oh, yeah, they sent this package a while ago. And Charlamagne, I left the letter over by you.
Yeah, they sent me a little Matchbox car and says, Envy, limited edition. We know you love cars. So it was a Hot Wheels car. Thank you, ladies.
Charlamagne, they sent you some mayonnaise and some saltines.
Yeah, they sent me They sent me some Gouders Gourmet Real Mayonnaise, and they sent me a box of crackers.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, and they sent me a copy of my book, Black Privilege, to sign for them and mail it back.
Yes, they sent their address.
So salute to Maribel, Yuri, and Corey, the Cali girls. Drop one of the clues for the Cali girls.
Yeah, thank you for my Hot Wheels. What'd they send you, Yee?
I put their picture up on the wall.
What'd they send you?
Hold on. I didn't even open it yet.
You didn't open it?
I gave you guys your stuff. I didn't even open mine yet.
These are just some listeners that listen, and
we appreciate
you guys.
The Cali girls, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
we haven't heard from them in a while, either.
Y'all don't got to listen to this little raggy show. Y'all do, so thank you.
Oh, this is nice. They sent me this little heart, this pen, this charged bracelet to give me some good,
That means you need some good energy around us?
Yes.
Oh.
They're trying to protect me from you guys.
Oh, great. All right.
This is nice.
Front page news is next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, CNN, they have filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump and several of his aides. So there are six defendants. That's Donald Trump, Chief of Staff John Kelly, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Bill Shine, Secret Service Director Randolph Allies, and the Secret Service Officer who took John Acosta's press pass, hard pass away on Wednesday, Jim Acosta's press pass away last Wednesday. So CNN said they want to get Acosta's pass back for the future so he can return to the White House right away. And they also want to rule from the court that the White House cannot revoke his press pass in the future. Now, their reasoning for this is they feel that other news organizations could have been targeted by the Trump administration in this way. This suit is specific to CNN and to Jim Acosta, but it could have happened to anyone. And if left unchallenged, the actions of the White House would create a dangerous, chilling effect for any journalist who covers our election. Officials.
Now, is it unconstitutional to suppress the press, or is that just his right? Can he just say, I don't want you in my house?
They're saying this is the First and Fifth Amendment rights that are violated by the ban. And by the way, if you're the president of the United States, you can't pick and choose who can cover you like that. It's CNN.
That's what I'm saying. Is it illegal for him to pick and choose? Just moral or ethical that we're saying that's not the right thing?
Sounds like it's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Just because you don't like somebody asking you
because
questions?
Because I've never done it, but there's people in this room who've banned certain people from being up here.
That's true. But we're not the president of the United States.
You're the president of the Breakfast Club, though. You're reserving your right to have who you want in this room.
And it's a little difference. They're not promoting themselves. They're actually asking the president's questions.
They technically are promoting themselves, though. Because now we know that guy's name.
What they're saying, Jim Acosta.
I got there. I knew the Acosta part.
The president should not be in the business of arbitrarily picking the men and women who cover him. So, you know, according to, of course, on the president's side, they said this is just grandstanding and they're just wasting time, basically, and that they will vigorously defend themselves.
Be happy you don't have to be around Donald Trump. I would think that would be aggravating as hell.
Is, you know, to work at CNN and to cover things like what the president of the United States is doing.
Yeah.
You have to be around.
I just wish somebody would focus on the fact that he doesn't answer questions. Instead of us focusing on the fact that he likes to deflect by saying rude things and then we start talking about that for a week. How about he never answers questions?
All right, and now let's move on and talk about this California Blaze campfire. They are saying that inmates are being paid $1 an hour to actually help combat the fire. So far, the death toll has risen to 48 in Northern California, as they are also searching for people. Over 200 people are missing right now. And the inmates are paid $1 an hour to fight active fires. Right now, there's about 2,000 inmates who are helping battle these flames. The volunteers have to be team members with non-violent behavior, even if their original conviction was for a violent crime. Also, inmates who have committed arson, rape, or sex offenses are not considered for this.
Well, do you teach me how to be a firefighter, or do you just throw me out there with a hose?
I think they got
to
teach you.
I would hope so.
Yeah, they're not just going to say,
Jesus
well, yeah,
Christ.
Proponents are saying that they're learning new skills while working in a team environment. And that's what their claim is for getting them to do this. They also are able to get some time off their sentences.
$1 an hour. That's more than slaves got.
And they get some time off their sentence as well.
Yeah, they don't get much time off their sentence. I highly doubt it.
Right. And speaking of firefighters, let's talk about the retired firefighter Jeffrey Ziegler. If you remember, this was in Michigan. He fired his shotgun from his porch at a black teenager who knocked on his front door because he was lost. You guys remember that?
Yes,
happened.
I gave him donkey today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, he has now been sentenced to 4 to 10 years in prison.
That's all?
Yeah. Well, he didn't kill him.
Oh, you just shot at him.
Okay.
You're right. But he could have.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the young man was running away. Walker, who was 14 years old, he missed the school bus. He was trying to walk to school, got lost. He was knocking on the door to ask for directions, and that's when Ziegler fired the shotgun from his porch at him as he was running.
And how old is he, Ziegler?
Ziegler is 53 years old.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Dropping the clues bombs for the justice system.
Now, according to Ziegler, he tried to defend himself and say that he thought that he was about to get robbed and the shotgun accidentally fired when he tripped. However, they saw home surveillance video that showed he actually clearly aimed the gun at him.
I wonder if he had a good lawyer.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like a good lawyer could have beat that.
No, I don't see how they had surveillance footage.
Yeah, I still think a good lawyer could have beat that.
Just can't be shooting at people.
4 to 10?
Yeah.
The kid was running away.
I still think a good lawyer could beat him.
No, hell
but,
no.
But I'm glad that he's going to jail, but I still think a good lawyer could have got him probation or something.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you feel positive and want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, it's Rick. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Rick?
Good morning,
get it off
Rick.
Your chest.
Man, look, man, I think it's just right. You know, I'm from California, man. You know, I just heard Charlamagne talking about those wildfires, man, and how they got the inmates out there fighting the wildfires and stuff. You know, pay them $1 an hour, right? So, you know, that's cool. You know, they say, and Charlamagne was like, yo, they give them training and stuff like that. Yeah, they do give them training. They don't just throw them out there, right? But the messed up thing is, this is how they use us. They use us to fight the fire hole we in jail. But when we get out, we can't get a job as a firefighter. You see what I'm saying?
That is a fact.
Messed up. That's play. You know, they make you go back to the neighborhood you was in. Ain't no goddamn fire in South Central L.A.
Well, that's why prison reform needs to be actual reform. If it's going to be a correctional facility, let's really correct people. Let's give them trade skills that they can use when they get out and actually give them jobs so they don't return back to a life of crime and go back in the system.
Exactly, man. Exactly, man. I appreciate that. What y'all doing in the streets, man. I love y'all, man.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Yo, MB, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How we doing, gang?
Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. What's up, bro?
Two quick things. One, I sent you guys some freshly cut toenails. And two, I want to get off my chest about Tyler Perry, a.k.a. Tyler Phone.
I'm going to tell you something, man. If you send some toenails up here, I'm getting you arrested. I'm dead serious. I'm taking that as a terroristic threat. I'm getting you arrested.
Okay, brother. So Tyler Perry, Tyler Phoney, he's in Joel Osteen's church months ago talking about he's a good Christian and live your life in a godly way to everybody. And now months later, he's got a movie out with Tiffany Haddish.
What's
and
that
he
mean?
Lets it do nasty things, talking about sucking a guy's popsicle, having sex in the backseat. So I think he's a phony. He's playing both sides. He owes Joel Osteen's church an apology and keep his big fat Madea behind off the stage in churches.
Let me ask you a question. Do you love God, sir?
Yeah, but I'm not a perfect person. But
neither is Tyler Perry claiming to be a perfect person.
Okay, but right. I also don't get up on stage and act like a preacher, though, brother. Okay?
Yeah. When does Tyler Perry get up on stage and act like a preacher?
I saw it on the Christian station. You would know about that.
I don't but listen, you watch Christian stations, but then you call up here talking mad, nasty, and freaky every
and you
morning.
Send toenails?
Sending you toenails to people.
I'm talking about sucking toes, not sucking a guy's popsicle.
Oh,
like
man,
what's
shut
the
up,
difference?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't stand you judgmental, fake-ass, phony-ass.
Some guys' penises look like toes.
Y'all read the Bible. The Bible says, thou shalt not judge, but then you call up here judging people. Listen, some people are the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness. That's the yin and the yang of life. Enjoy balance.
I got a joke for you. Charlamagne walks into the church and the preacher says, Negro, please, there's no help for you.
I got a joke for you. Your mama walks into the room and everybody says, damn, what that mouth do, though?
That's why you always got to go to mama jokes. See, that's where the fight starts. See, it was cool until you went to the mama joke. My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Anna.
Hey, Anna, get it off your chest, mama.
That next time I work a really late shift, not to take a morning shift again because I'm really, really tired.
Aw. At least you got a job, though. There's a lot of people out there that don't have a job.
What time do you get up?
No, that's true. I had to get up at 4 a.m.
Okay, us too. And what time do you get off?
Sometimes I get off at 5, but since my job sometimes requires more time, I get off like around 8 o'clock.
Woo!
So you're feeling a little down this morning is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm tired. Coffee's not helping. Nothing is helping right now.
Get yourself a pressed juice and you'll feel so much better.
I woke up feeling that way. I'm going to give you a green tea with some honey.
Also, take some vitamins.
Yeah, take vitamins,
Mama. I know, I took some this morning, too.
And do all some right. push-ups. That usually gets the blood
flowing. I think America, we all, they need to give us national nap hours. Like every, like once
oh, I'm
a,
with you.
1 hour a day or something, we should be able to take a nap.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Adam with 2 M's, no typo.
Adam with 2 M's, what's up, bro?
Yeah, I know it's the holiday season time and everything, but I want people to keep that same energy for throughout the whole year. You know what I'm saying? Just not around the holiday season and everything. Just keep the same energy that you have for right now.
Well, that's kind of impossible, sir, because they don't have, like, you know, back-to-back holidays.
Christmas trees.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I'm saying is why we have to have peace and love for Christmas and Thanksgiving, not every day. People should have the same energy to spread around instead of when it comes to the holidays.
Now, I'm with you. It's just a different tone set. They're trying to make everybody feel happy and comfortable so they can go spend all their money. That's all.
Yeah, I feel you. But, Charlamagne, I got something to get off my chest with you as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were supposed to send me a book for my birthday, man. I never got it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Did you give me your address?
I got in touch with your intern, like, twice and stuff, and they never responded to me.
Who would you get in touch with?
The lady who answers the phone and someone else, and they...
Oh, nah.
There's about 7 people that answer the phones up here, bro.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you a book, man.
He's online.
You know what I was thinking about doing tomorrow? Matter of fact, I'm not thinking about it. I am going to do it. You know, we here all day tomorrow for Change for Change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to bring a bunch of books up here, and people that want to pull up all day can get free books.
That wants to pull up? I mean, come.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got all the interns here, so I'll sign them. I send the interns downstairs to hand them to you. I bring a bunch of my Shook One books and Black Privilege books. Why not?
All right. Nice guy. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Red from Cali.
Red, what's up? Get it off your chest.
Hey, man, I know this ain't an ask ye moment to ask y'all a question, man, but I got my son, man. He just came and told me he realized he know what he wants to do with his life, right?
What's that?
He want to be a damn rapper, man.
Oh, you failed as a father, bro.
Is he a good rapper?
You failed as a father.
Let me tell you something. He sucks.
Oh,
you gotta tell him.
Wait, are you sure it's just not from your era and he's not doing what the kids are doing?
Oh, man, it's no gimmick. And I'm like, you're very smart, man. Go to college. Like, do something.
Is he with you now?
Bro, let me tell you something, bro.
He ain't with me right now, man. But I'm trying to discourage him from being a rapper and, like, go to school to do something. He can go to be an engineer or something.
Hey, I got in my first book, Black Privilege, I got a whole chapter called F Your Dreams, because I used to want to be a rapper. And then my mentor, Dr. Robert Evans, told me I sucked as a rapper and I need to focus on radio. And that's the best advice that he ever gave me. So I think that you should be honest with your son and let your son know that it's 168 hours in a week so he can focus on his dream, which is rap, but he still has to deal with his reality, which is eating and paying his bills.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do for him and everything.
You know what?
This year,
call him on three-way. Let's hear him rap. Can you call him on three-way?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Do that right now.
Don't encourage that.
All
that's going to do is give him hope because daddy got him a shot to rap on the Breakfast Club.
Daddy might be wrong. Daddy might got old ears, man. Can you call him on three-way?
All right, I'm going to try to call him on three-way, right?
Lord.
Go ahead, man.
It's 6 in the goddamn morning.
That's his son. He should
If you're trying to discourage your son from rapping...
Yeah, he should be up, getting ready for school, right?
Call him. Go ahead, man.
All right, hold on.
You about to gas your son up for no damn reason.
He might be good.
Rapping on the Breakfast Club is going to give him all the hope he needs.
He might be good. We're going to give him about 30 seconds.
Now we're on hold.
Damn, that was his opportunity.
He's still asleep.
He don't want it.
Good.
He don't
want it then. Listen, that's just God continuing to try to tell you something.
That's him calling now.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Mercy. Get the farts ready, Drum, please.
You don't even know if he's good or not.
I know he's
good. Get the applause ready, Drum.
Hey, word. Get the bombs ready just in case.
He trying to explain to him. He downloading them. What's happening? Look, yo, they want you to rap on the other line, yada, yada, yada.
There he is.
What's up, bro?
Jalen.
Hey. Yeah.
Wake up. Your dad said that you are a phenomenal rapper. We want to hear something right now.
What's your rap name, bro?
J Royalty.
Jay Loyalty. Whack already. Loyalty.
Get the farts ready.
No. Go ahead, man. We gonna let you spit a little bit, Jay Loyalty. This is your chance, man. This is what you want. J-Lo. This is your break. Your dad's riding
this is not
for you.
This is not his break. Shut up.
It could be. Go.
You better lose yourself.
All right. Some money can make you happy. I'm not happy without the money. So it's funny, the unlucky one. Want to shake some money into us because of pain. Go straight to your brain.
Fart.
Now you're just insane. Broke, so you working hard. Make a minimum wage.
Fart on these bars.
So therefore, you're going to chase the fame.
Oh, boy.
Ass gas.
Bro, right. what else you doing besides rapping, bro?
Bro, rap ain't it, bro. How long you been rapping?
6 months.
Yeah, you need to stop.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What else you doing besides rapping, bro? What you in school for?
I do film.
There you go.
Focus on that.
Focus on film, man.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Film is a hard field to break into, too. But you know what I'm saying? It's other things that you can do, you know, other than rap.
Charlamagne thought he was going to be a rapper one time, and thank God he gave it up.
I sucked. I was better than you, though.
But you can adopt Charlamagne's old moniker.
I was better than you, but I did suck.
Hey, I appreciate this.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, man, but keep pushing, though, man. Just keep pushing, man. Keep writing, though. It could happen.
Nah, it can't happen.
And daddy,
what kind of daddy are you to call up here and have your son's self-esteem ruined on this fine Wednesday morning?
You think he's funny.
Have a good morning, guys.
How y'all doing?
Thank you, man.
I was hoping he was good. I ain't gonna lie.
Not me.
Damn. All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Speaking about rapping, let's talk about some artists who are upset about this fashion designer's latest ad. We'll tell you why.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
That's right. Wake your ass up, goddammit. Drink your coffee and your green tea. Get a little perk in your step. I'm talking to myself.
All right. Well, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Toni Braxton.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
That's right. Toni Braxton was on Wendy Williams, and she's talking about her upcoming movie. In addition to that, she talks about Birdman and when they are planning to get married.
There's no date. We almost had a date. Well, we had two dates, but we were doing Braxton Family Values, and we were going through a little drama, and I was like, okay, the wedding is a good thing to get all the sisters together. Yeah. But I couldn't get us all together, and I said, the wedding's not a good reason because it's messing up my relationship a little bit. He's like, come on, Michelle, set a date. He calls me Michelle. Doesn't call me Tony at all. That's my middle name, Tony Michelle.
Oh. Yeah. Set a date.
He said before the year's out, so I have, what, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, now Birdman
before
knows.
Before the year is out.
Birdman knows how Lil Wayne feels when he was trying to get a release date for Carter 5. Okay?
Well, Toni Braxton also starring in a movie, Every Day is Christmas, that's going to be on Lifetime. So, should be interesting. All right, Young Thug. They're going to have an Art Basel exhibit for him. He's the subject of this 6-day exhibit called Young Thug as Paintings. And it's inspired by an Instagram account that has that same name. And basically, it's a photographer who created a series of pictures of Young Thug, which are juxtaposed with the classical artwork. So they're just paying homage to the, quote, cultural capital of Thug.
Ain't Young Thug in jail?
He is.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, everybody keeps saying free Young Thug. Like, they saying free Young Thug. Like, he got some time. I'm like, I thought he was in jail for, like, a misdemeanor or something.
Has anybody seen any of these Young Thug paintings, by the
no.
way,
on no.
this Instagram account? Mm-mm. If you want to see it, go look at Young Thug as paintings.
I don't think he has a bail yet or a bond yet.
That's in jail for?
I don't know if it was that thing in L.A. Remember the thing in L.A. where they found a gun in his car? I don't know. It was so many things.
I thought he had gotten out and then he went back in.
Nah, he been locked up. I saw everybody saying free Thug.
Or maybe he got free from L.A.
Yeah, I think he was.
And he got locked back up in Atlanta. I don't know.
Yeah. All I know is he in jail now. And T.I. and Lil Uzi and...
He failed a drug test. That's why he's back in jail. Because he was out, but he's back behind bars because he failed a court-mandated drug test.
Oh, so he's on probation or something then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right, now there's an Idris Elba doll. I don't know if you guys saw this, but people are wondering, who is this doll supposed to be? Now, this doll costs over $1,100, and I don't know who's going to pay for this because it doesn't look like Idris Elba at all. A lot of people were saying it looks like Montel Williams.
What the hell?
Some people are saying the doll Looks like Romany Malco.
Definitely looks like Romany Malco. You know what's so stupid?
That looks funny.
When I saw
older Romany Malco, I would say.
When I saw that doll on social media yesterday and I retweeted and I said it looks like Romany Malco, people was replying like, nah, it looks like dude from Think Like a Man Too. Nah, it looks like the dude that's in Night School. I'm like, that is Romany Malco.
40-year-old virgin.
They don't know his name.
Played MC Hammer. Shout out to my guy, Romany. He also posted it and said that Questlove and Black Thought tried to say that doll was him. All right, some artists are upset about this Balenciaga ad. Now, this ad actually features a man wearing blue leopard print leggings and matching heels. Mm-hmm. So some of the people who commented were PNB Rock. He wrote unfollowed, TF, and Soulja Boy also put WTF, and Sunny Digital said, first they tried y'all with the Skechers remake, now they doing this. At this point, I'm just wondering who I'm going to see with these on first.
What is that? That's heels?
The heels are part of the leggings.
Those are men. Oh, what?
Well, they match.
Those are men's?
I guess so.
Why?
Why?
Just curious.
Why?
Just curious. I've never seen a
man. But why would everybody unfollow them because of that? Like, what that got to do with what you wear from Balenciaga?
I don't know.
I'm confused. Like, what that got? Like, people wear Balenciaga sneakers, right? What else Balenciaga got? I don't know. That's too rich.
They got clothes. They got hoodies. They
got clothes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why would you unfollow them because of that? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. I guess they're trying to say they would never wear that, or they're trying to push this. I don't know what the point is, but they said.
I also get it for you for Christmas.
Mm-mm. All right,
I'm
going
to be honest with you, though. If I had scrolled past that picture, I would have thought that was a girl. I didn't even pay no attention.
With the heels on?
All I saw was heels and ass, so I just assumed.
Did you see a heel and a man's ass?
Still heels and ass.
I didn't think
nothing of
it. All right,
now Jill Scott has...
Right.
Jill Scott has addressed that footage that everybody's going crazy over, even though she performs all the time. And y'all should know what a Jill Scott show is like. She was doing her song Crown Royal from her 2007 album. If y'all don't know the song, this is it.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that thrust, give it right back to you. Your insult beep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my blades, arch my back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm stroked in my dweller.
Down on the floor till my speakers start to Love Jilly from Philly. Well, one of my wife's favorite artists.
She was having a great time with the mic. She licked her hand
she
and
was
stroking it like it had a, like it was really a, I've not been, just a mic. She was rocking that mic.
She was into it.
Jill Scott is one of my wife's favorite artists. I've been to about 7 or 8 Jill Scott shows in my life. I've never seen her do anything like
that. Oh, she never did that before?
No. So I don't know what y'all talking
posted,
about.
Well, she posted, hi, I sing, act out all kinds of stories. You should come to my shows. After a Jill Scott show, most people get splendidly laid by whoever they came with.
I mean, that's a fact because she makes extremely sexy music, but I've never seen her do that.
And then she put hashtag stop fronting you.
You what?
Suck D2. Okay.
Of course. I did see Jill Scott.
We know you do, Charlamagne.
You do what?
Man, shut up, man. Of course women suck D. But listen, I've seen Jill Scott hit a high note so crazy at the Sugar Water Festival in Charlotte, North Carolina, that a tear fell down her cheek. This is way before social media.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Front page news is next. Yee, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about these inmates who are getting paid $1 an hour. We'll tell you what they have to do.
All right. And now let's get to a world premiere. This is off the Creed 2 soundtrack. This is Mike Will Made It, Pharrell, Kendrick Lamar's called Mantra. We're going to play the top of the hour, and we're going to get that on.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Continue the adventure with Newt Scamander as he teams up with Albus Dumbledore to stop the dark wizard Grindelwald's plans to divide the wizarding world. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. In theaters tomorrow, rated PG-13.
All right. Mike Will Made It, Pharrell, Kendrick Lamar. If you missed it, we're going to be playing that every hour on top of the hour.
I like that little tune. I like that hook, man. They will not get nothing off. That's a fly way to say, get behind thee, Satan. Can't nobody stop the destiny God got planned for a person.
Well, let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about these inmates in California. They are fighting that California blaze, which so far has taken the lives of 48 people, and there's over 200 people missing. Now, these inmates are getting paid $1 an hour to fight active fires. There's about 2,000 inmates who are helping fight this battle with the blaze. And the way this program works, by the way, these are volunteers. Mm-hmm. So these are volunteer inmates. So it's not something that's mandatory. You have to volunteer to be a firefighter. And it has to be a team member with nonviolent behavior, even if your original conviction was for a violent crime. Also, inmates who have committed arson, rape, or sex offenses are not considered.
I have no problem with that. If they were actually being taught how to be firefighters, and when they get out, it would be dope if they could take those skills to a real fire department so they could have a job. That'd be dope, right?
Well, okay. Yeah, I think they are training them as far as that. I don't know if now.
Yeah, but they're not training them for when they get out. Yeah, when they get out, it's not like nobody's going to hire a convicted felon to be a firefighter, even though they are trained.
Right. And, some critics are saying they're not going to help them find work after their release or anything like that. And it does risk their lives. So it is volunteer work. Because they do volunteer to be in this program, but they said it's important that we make absolutely sure that they're making a free and uncoerced and truly voluntary choice. That's especially important when the work they're doing is very dangerous, like fighting wildfires.
But that's the problem with the prison system, though. It's not a real correctional facility. Like, people should be actually getting corrected while they're in there.
Learning. I mean, that would be dope if you learn how to fight fires, come out and be a firefighter. That would be amazing.
Well, learn any skill, any trade, and be able to come into the real world and use it so you don't go back to a life of crime and then go back into the system.
Now, I'm not sure how much time they get off their sentences, but this is a does also reduce their sentences. So,
right.
All right, now CNN. They are suing Donald Trump and top White House aides. They're suing six defendants, and that's for barring Jim Acosta from CNN from being able to come and attend any of these press conferences. He's not allowed to do that. His access to the White House has been revoked. This is when it went down with Donald Trump versus Jim Acosta.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either.
You're a band too.
To be honest.
Everybody go.
He got to love it. He just says whatever. Hey, man, he don't care.
I love the main reason I love that is because he's deflecting from the questions, and he distracts y'all from the fact that he didn't even answer the question.
Now, the lawsuit is saying that CNN's First and Fifth Amendment rights are being violated by this ban, and that the president should not be able to pick and choose arbitrarily who's allowed to cover him.
Can he, though? That's what I want to know. Is it legal for him to do that?
Well, he really is a journalist at CNN. A random person can't just walk in off the street, but he is a journalist at CNN, and CNN is a news outlet that should be able to cover the president.
I would like to tell Jim Acosta and CNN, don't question what God has blocked in your life, okay? I don't know why you're tripping off the fact that you don't have to be around that kind of negative energy.
Nah, anymore.
But I think it's a bigger picture. A bigger picture is he going to keep on doing these things in the future when other news organizations, he has a problem with the question that they ask and they start barring them? You don't want to give him that power to be able to do that.
Listen, right, man. If it's my house, it's my rules. If I don't like you, if I don't like what you stand for, if I don't like what you said about me, I don't have to have you around.
But it's not his house. It's the people's house.
Yeah, you shouldn't be the president.
Well, guess what?
He's the people's house.
All right. And
the people in this room ban people from this show.
I mean, you're going to talk about my wife and get away with
I'm
it.
I'm just saying. People in this room.
And it's different. I'm not the president.
Here's a good story. Here's a good story. Y'all want to hear a positive story since we're doing Friday?
No, I want to hear about the people you blocked from this show, Angela Trump.
Let's hear some positive news. Stephanie Holifield, she adopted her daughter, Haley. Her daughter was 8 months old when she adopted her. Now her daughter's 2. Now, this is important to the story. Stephanie is white and her daughter is African-American. The problem is that she's been having issues doing her daughter's hair. She posted on Facebook, "Dear Black friends of social media, this clueless white mama is humbly coming to you to ask your help with Haley's hair. I've asked my friends, I have asked strangers in Publix with kids with cute hair, and I'm still not getting it. We wash once a week. We do the water, leave-in conditioner, oil, hot towel every morning. We try more products, no products, less products. We are gentle as can be, but she still requires at least 6 minutes of cuddles after the trauma of her daily hair combing."
Respect.
Right. So the open letter did work because a woman, Monica Hunter, another mom from Georgia who's African-American and has 3 school-age daughters of her own, reached out to her on Facebook with advice. And she actually came over to her house and helped her do her hair. She came with combs, headbands, hair products, and advice. She said, "It was important for me to touch Haley's hair. Some hair is really soft, some is really kinky. With some, the coils are loose, with some, they're tight." And she said her hair was clean, soft, and manageable, but the styling had to be kept simple because the girl is still so young. Because, you know, some people were telling her that she should give her extensions and do all, but she's only 2 years old.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm glad she did the right thing. She hired someone to do it. We don't need no amateurs playing with that flat iron.
Well, she didn't hire her. The woman volunteered her time.
Well, I would have told the young lady to hire somebody because we don't need no amateurs playing with the flat iron and the hot comb. All right? Even though getting burned by a hot comb is a rite of passage for sisters, we don't need that type of amateur. That's like going to do surgery and you don't know how to do no damn surgery. Okay?
All right. Well, fortunately, now they're friends and it won't be the last time they all get together. So that was a nice story.
Okay.
All right, that's your front page news.
All right, and again, shout out to my baby girl yesterday. She turned 17, and she passed her road test. And I feel bad. There was so many people out there that failed that road test yesterday. I just want to shout her out and say congratulations. I know she's driving today to school. This is her first day by herself driving, so baby girl, be safe.
Oh, you let her drive the new car to school today?
Yes.
Oh, so you already had the tags and registration on it?
She got it yesterday. She got the call yesterday. Tag
registration.
You see
the picture? There it is on her phone.
She's driving, yeah.
Dropping the clues bombs.
She's
for,
good to go.
Absolutely. She's on her way to school.
Shout out to my godson who also got his license yesterday in New Jersey. Yes, Brandon.
Yeah, he don't got no new car.
Congrats to Brandon.
How you know he ain't got no new car?
Did you tell?
You went to college with his mom, Valerie.
Oh, okay. What's up, Val?
Did you tell your daughter about all the guys that's going to be trying to shoot their shot now because she got this new whip?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Absolutely. Right. Now, don't get it twisted.
I'm sure all the kids in her school
I can
have
see everything that goes on with my
nice
phone
cars.
And where she's at every
saying,
day. I can see everything. But, you know, there's some crazy guys out there. She knows.
Trust me. As soon as she pull up in that new whip today, there's going to be a lot of guys like, damn, Maddie looking good all of a sudden.
We had that conversation already.
Okay, just making sure.
And her mother's following behind her this morning, okay, just to make sure.
All right.
Just to make sure.
Is there a dog in the backseat, too?
I thought about that. My wife said no. All right, now let's get into the topic. Now, yesterday we had Young Miami from City Girls in the building, and she was talking about men buying her ish. Can we hear it?
It don't matter if you're a boss and you got your own shit. You could still ask a guy for something. Mm-hmm. You know, as a woman, he should do for you anyway. He should buy your food. He should pay your bills. You should be straight. You shouldn't never have to go in your pocket.
All right.
I noticed that type of rhetoric gets two reactions out of guys.
What you mean?
It either gets the reaction out of guys where they like, yeah, she right.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that usually say that usually got money.
They're right? Usually the guys that got it.
The guys that's on the, you know, the fence a little bit.
Don't really have it.
Yeah, that's when they be like, oh, hell no, she tripping. I'm just saying, that's what I noticed.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ladies, do you feel like a man should be paying for everything in a relationship?
You want to know what I think as a woman in the room?
Let's do it when we come back.
Okay.
We'll do it when we come back. And fellas, do you feel like you should pay for everything? We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Young Miami from City Girls stopped through yesterday, and we had a conversation about men paying for things, and this is what she said.
It don't matter if you're a boss and you got your own shit. You could still ask a guy for something. Mm-hmm. You know, as a woman, he should do for you anyway. He should buy your food. He should pay your bills. You should be straight. You shouldn't never have to go in your pocket.
So 800-585-1051. Let's open up the mics. Let's open up the phone lines. Do you feel that men should pay for everything? Yee, let's start with you, Yee.
I think that in the beginning, when a man is trying to court you and he's trying to impress you, then yes, he should be planning things. He should be paying for things. But I do believe that we have to spoil our men as well and at times make the plans and pay for them for things just because I've dated guys who just aren't used to that. Like, they've never had a girl take them out, plan a date, pay for it, and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, it doesn't even happen. And I feel like guys need to be spoiled too sometimes and appreciate it.
See, I feel like when you're first courting a woman or courting a girl, you should take care of everything if you're a man. That's what I was always taught. That's how I was raised. You take care of everything. When you become a couple and you start dating, and then you could kind of divvy out different things if you're trying to build a future.
I think
in
if you want to do something
I paid for
nice,
everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gia had a better job and a better position when we were dating, so she had to take a lot of that slack at first. You know what I mean? But at first courting her, I took care of everything. I mean, what was it? McDonald's at the time? It was what? Red Lobster? It was pizza?
I think if you
Tony
care
Romo's,
about somebody, you just want to do nice things for you. It shouldn't matter if you're a man or a woman. I want to do nice things for my man.
Absolutely.
Do.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I am the type of person who feels like it ain't tricking if she's worth it. And if I am spending time with you, planning things with you, then yes, I feel like I should be paying for everything. And it was a point when I felt the opposite. And you know when that point was?
What?
When I was broke.
Right?
When I didn't have it, yes, I was out here talking about, man, these chicks is tripping, man. I'm effing for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she should be paying for stuff too. But that's when I was
you
broke.
You said you effing for
you know
free?
What I'm saying? So it's just
you
like
a bird, man.
Nah, that was, remember Akineli's song? Would you F me for free?
Yes.
Like, that was the thing. Like, but I only used to think like that when I was broke. But, you know, when you, you know, become a man, as the Bible says, you put away childish things. Right?
Jenny!
And being broke is quite childish.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, you think men should pay for everything?
I think that men should pay for majority of the things, even if you were a boss, because growing up, my mom always told me, like, ain't no man's going anywhere if he's paying for majority of the stuff, because by the time they want to leave, they're going to be like, damn, I spent so much money on her. And that's just going to show that they like you.
Okay. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that pay a lot of money for things for you but still cheat on you all the time and do whatever they want.
I mean, you don't have to stay with them, but you can get whatever. Like, I'm just saying, like, if, like she said yesterday, like Carisha said, if they don't want that, want you. So you
want
to
them
stay.
Too. A man is not an opportunity, though. It ain't an opportunity.
A man, no.
You shouldn't want to be with somebody you don't want.
Stop. No. A man is an opportunity for a woman, and a woman is an opportunity for a man.
You should both want each other.
The reason we hollering at each other is for opportunity. We want the opportunity to sleep with you. We want the opportunity to take you out. We want the opportunity to love you. Yes, it's all opportunity. Don't ever get it twisted.
No, you want to get to know somebody. I want to date him because he got money going to buy me some bags.
And let me be very clear. I have always had a problem dating men and taking presents from them if I don't like them like that. And like, if I don't really like you like that and you're buying me things, I'm not comfortable with it because I feel bad.
And Envy, you say a woman looks at a man and say, I want to date him because I want him to buy me bags. A man looks at a woman and says, I want to date her because I want to smash. What's the difference?
Stephanie!
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Now, we're talking, do you feel men should buy women everything?
No. I got two kids. I just moved in with my boyfriend, and I believe it's 50-50. We try to go 50-50 on almost everything. There's certain responsibilities in the home that I feel like should be separate, like the men take out the trash, do the shoveling, all that stuff, you know? Other than that, it's 50-50.
We ain't talking about household chores, though. We just talking about two people dating.
Nope.
Sleeping with each other, and should the man be tricking on her?
But also, you got three daughters. I have three daughters. When it comes to my daughter, I told my daughter to make sure she has her own. Never rely on a man to pay for anything.
Right. And I think it's also your financial situation. Sometimes your man might be struggling for a minute. He's doing whatever he's trying to do, and you got more than he does. If you love him, you should hold him down.
Now, listen, I do agree that you should never have to rely on a man for anything, but Envy, when you got to a certain point, you took care of your wife, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what I just feel like it should be if somebody's dating my daughter. If somebody's dating my daughter.
But you
got
to get to that point. Yeah, but you got to get to that point.
You got to get to that point, absolutely.
We're not talking about marriage yet.
But even initially, if I'm asking you out as a man, if I'm like, yo, I want to take you out.
Okay.
I want to take you to such and such place. I'm not going to ask you to pay if I'm asking you out.
But yeah, but you shouldn't be saying, okay, yeah, we go out on a date, all right, but buy me the Chanel bag. Not from the door.
It depends.
No.
And how do guys feel when women expect you to pay for everything and you're not boyfriend and girlfriend yet, you're just dating and never does anything for you and never comes out her pocket? Like, say it's your birthday and she's still not going to pay because
you're the
man.
Well, that's just disrespectful. Like, that's different. That's my birthday. Yes, you should buy me something on my birthday.
Well, 800-585-1051. Young Miami was in the building yesterday,
Carisha.
From the City Girls, Carisha. And we were talking about men buying things. Let's hear it.
It don't matter if you're a boss and you got your own shit, you could still ask a guy for something. Mm-hmm. You know, as a woman, he should do for you anyway. He should buy your food. He should pay your bills. You should be straight. You shouldn't never have to go in your pocket.
What do you think? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. CJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Young Miami from City Girls was in the building yesterday, and we were talking about men buying things. And this is what she said.
It don't matter if you're a boss and you got your own shit, you could still ask a guy for something. Mm-hmm. You know, as a woman, he should do for you anyway. He should buy your food. He should pay your bills. You should be straight. You shouldn't never have to go in your pocket.
800-585-1051. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, what's going on?
What's going on, my man? How you guys doing this morning?
Good. Do you feel that men should buy women everything in a relationship?
Nah, I don't. I'm kind of with Charlamagne on this, man, because I got friends that got some dough, and I got friends that work hard, man, and I'm kind of on that fence. And, you know, me, myself, I'm on that fence, but sometimes I do have money, so I don't mind splurging on a female. But sometimes I don't have that dough, so she should be able to recognize that and be able to step up and say, yo, I got you this week. You know what I mean? I got you this day.
So what you're saying is around tax time, you balling.
You balling.
You balling on
you
these chicks.
You feel me? You know, well, I mean, I make money on a regular, on a daily, so, I mean, sometimes I have money through a week, you know, a couple thousand for a week, but then next week I may be broke, so, you know what I mean? So it's like, yo, this week I can't do it, but, you know, my female should be able to recognize that and not assume that I should just be able to go out and splurge on them. She should be able to say, you know what, I know you got me last week or last month or whatever, I got you this week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's how
I feel. Yeah, it's okay. A give and take. It's like you guys got to reciprocate.
Keisha.
What's up?
Now, you said there's nothing wrong with asking a guy to pay for anything, huh?
I don't see a problem with asking a guy to pay for anything. I mean, of course, you can't be needy and a user, but at the end of the day, if I need help buying a tire or putting a tire on, you're going to help me if I'm with you.
But how long we been together, though? You're not going to ask me for a tie after one date to Red Lobster. Just, hey, can I get a tie? Nah, it ain't going to be like that.
I mean, even if you put my spare on, like, can you help? Like, the point of having a man in your life is for him to help you.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't changing no tire, but I will call AAA for you, okay?
Chalamet.
Yes.
Come on,
now. I'll call AAA for you. I'll buy you new tires. I think that's a reasonable request to me. That's actually better than like a Chanel bag or something. If I see that the threading is low on your car.
After how long?
If I can't have you riding around on no bad tires, you might die, boo.
Although there's nothing more attractive than a man who knows how to do things like change a tire.
I'm just saying.
It's like having a guy that can handle everything for you. Like, I got to wait for AAA, or can you change it?
That's fly, though. You see a girl, you're like, damn, your tire is bald, baby. You ain't got no more threading. Let me buy you some new tires for you.
I don't want you to die, baby. So ooh, I'm going to pay for you. Look at your
bars. Pay for your tires, boo.
This guy got bars over there. Thank you, mama.
Simple things in life, guys. Yeah. I'm from Detroit, so the simplest of things here is things like it's just so much for them to do here. So if you buy me a $40 tire, I'm happy with that.
Right.
Wow, you getting moist thinking about it.
All you want is a $40 tire.
That's fly though. That's fly. You buy girls with tires.
Like, if you can't afford like $200 or $300 tires, like, I'm okay with that as long as you're an asset and not a liability at the end of the day.
Okay.
Right. Like, all it's right. Great when your boyfriend does things like take your car to the car wash for you and do little things like that. That you don't even, you know, necessarily need him to do, but he wants to do for you. It's so nice.
Anybody ever bought you a tire?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
But I'm going to tell you something, man. I changed my tire.
The moral of the story for me is it ain't tricking if she's worth it. But one thing that I do want to tell women, don't look for something in a man that you don't have in yourself. If you broke, if you don't have no place of your own, then don't look for that in a man. I can't stand women that do that. I want a man that got this, and I want a man that's going to do this. You can't even do it for yourself. You don't even have it for yourself. So don't look for that in no man. Act your wage when it comes to these guys, okay?
All right. Well, when we come back, Change for Change is tomorrow. We got to talk about it. We need you guys behind it. We need to raise as much money as possible, so we'll explain it when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget tomorrow.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club Radiothon. Change for Change.
Yes.
Powered by Doe's Beds. We'll be here from 6 a.m. to midnight. That's a long...
We'll be here all day.
Yeah, but we're raising money
for
a
good
cause.
Last year, we raised over $800,000 for Gathering of Justice. This year, we're doing it for Project 375.
Yes, and Project 375 is an organization founded by Brandon Marshall, and they're attempting to eradicate the stigma of mental health in the African-American community and, you know, raise awareness for mental health in the African-American community. So why not? It's a great cause.
Right. And if you want to donate, you can by texting CHANGE to 52182 or head to the website bcchangeforchange.com.
And I hate to sound like a food thought, but all of these people that always be trying to send stuff up here, they always want to, you know, cook us lunch and dinner, but we're never here around lunch and dinner time.
Correct.
Tomorrow's the day, baby. Tomorrow's the day to pull up to the radio station with the food.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Not unannounced.
I mean,
I don't care.
I don't care if you're coming in.
Let us know who's coming.
As long as you come bearing
gifts. I don't
eat
everybody's food. I don't know who you are. I don't know who made it.
That's true. So tomorrow, again, we'll be on the radio from 6 a.m. to midnight. It's going to be a long day, 18 hours on the radio, raising money for Project 375. All right? Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about a new Netflix music competition series, the first of its kind, and we'll tell you what heavy hitters are involved with this.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Migos were on Carpool Karaoke, and y'all knew this was going to be a good one because they're really great at doing ad libs. So, as you can imagine, it was pretty entertaining. Check it out.
When the night falls,
that's funny.
New life to that song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can watch that whole thing online. A lot went on with that. Now let's discuss a new Netflix competition series. It's their first ever music competition series. It's called Rhythm and Flow. And John Legend and Jesse Collins are amongst the producers of this. But Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper will be the judges. Here's what Cardi B had to say.
What's poppin', everybody? I'm excited to announce that I will be one of the judges on Rhythm and Flow on this new series in Netflix. Me, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. are gonna be judges. And I'm looking for the diamond in the rough. I'm looking for somebody that's gonna stick. I'm looking for that it factor. And I don't give a if you don't think I'm qualified as a judge. Bitch, I make good music, because you know my name and you know my records, right, bitch? I make hits, and I'm looking for you, bitch. If you think you that motherfucker, you better sign the fuck up, because we want to find you. We want to discover you. What's good?
Yeah, and I mean, clearly Cardi B knows how to pick a hit record, and Cardi B knows how to pick somebody with star power, because she's got a lot of star power.
She definitely does. And I'm sure they got paid a lot of money.
Well,
those are three heavy hitters.
It's going to be 10 one-hour episodes, and it will take place across multiple cities. They're going to actually have guest judges in each one of their stops. So they have said that Atlanta, Chicago, and New York are among the confirmed shooting cities so far.
I do think, though, when you do a panel like that, you can't have three artists. I think you should mix it up and have artists, DJs, radio personalities. Mm. That's what I think.
We know.
Nah, that just makes sense. It's the music industry, right?
Yeah,
don't you play
well,
records
there,
in
there are yes. going to be yeah. there are going to be different judges in each city. So
and
they
executives.
They are going to have guest judges, so we don't know exactly who they are. T.I. is an executive also, though.
T.I. is an executive.
But Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper will bring the people. They're going to bring the people that they need, the base that they need.
Yeah, but you can mix it up. I mean, when you look at all the other shows like American Idol, X Factor, they tend to mix it up. They have the artist, they have the executive.
Well, if you want to audition, it's rhythmandflowauditions.com. You have to be at least 18 years old. And speaking of Chance the Rapper, being more than a musician, he's also making a movie musical. It's called Hope. And he'll be doing that alongside his manager. And shout out to Carlito Rodriguez. He's actually going to be writing that script for MGM. Carlito also writes for Empire. I actually worked on something with him way back in the day when I was like, it was an animated show, the first time they ever had an animated show on MTV. And he's been doing his thing ever since. He used to be editor-in-chief of The Source also. So should be pretty interesting.
Is this play going to star puppets? Is this musical going to star puppets? Because, you know, I always say I love Chance, but his music sounds like puppets dancing. So if he did a musical which was starring all puppets, that'd be dope.
Well, actually, it'll be original music, and Hope is going to follow a group of Chicago teenagers that band together to turn art into action within their community. Sounds like his life. Basically. All right, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. There's new reports about them. Rob Kardashian wants to get his child support lowered, and he also wants Blac Chyna to have to report what her own income is. Now, he's been paying $20,000 a month, and he wants to get these requests chopped down. And he also only agreed to that at that time to get her to go off of the domestic violence claims that she was trying to file against him, which could have hurt him in the long run. Now,
does Rob have a job? Like, what is Rob doing?
I don't know.
Is he on the, he's not on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How's he paying? Is he, does
he had
have
a sock company.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Right. So he actually also wants to know if perhaps she's making some money as well. Now, Blac Chyna was posting, work hard, play
snort,
harder.
Man.
No help, no child support, stop the effing lies. And she posted her house and her car. Now, when this story was posted on The Shade Room, Matt Barnes commented and said, back to the pole you go.
I just think it's hilarious that Rob and Blac Chyna both trying to figure out what the hell it is they do for a living. they both in the courtroom like, I don't know. I really don't know. What do we do?
All right, now, Monica Lewinsky, she has this series that's going to be coming to A&E. It premieres on Sunday at 9. It's a 6-part series. If you guys want to check that out.
What's the name of the series? What is it called?
I hope it's good.
The Clinton Affair.
I hope it's good, because I would hate for people to say it sucks.
Now, she also has said she wants to personally apologize to Hillary Clinton, and she said she's just very sorry about everything that went down. She said if she were to meet her in person, she said, my first public words after the scandal uttered in an interview with Barbara Walters were an apology directly to Chelsea and Mrs. Clinton. She said, if I were to see Hillary Clinton in person today, I know that I would summon up whatever force I needed to gain.
Nah.
If you want to apologize, stop talking about it.
By the way, no wife wants to hear from the side chick at any time.
Stop talking about it.
Ain't no apology. You don't got to say nothing when you see me. You
Let
did what you did with my husband. Keep it moving. All right.
Well,
trust
she said
me,
she also
work.
Wanted to explain her participation in this series, The Clinton Affair. And that whole series just basically examines the scandal that surrounded her affair with Bill Clinton back in the 90s when she was an intern at the White House. She said, why did I choose to participate in this docuseries? One main reason, because I could. Throughout history, women have been traduced and silenced. Now it's our time to tell our own stories in our own words. She also says that she left her underwear exposed to get Bill Clinton's attention.
What's the difference between Monica Lewinsky and, like, Brittany Renner and the Corinne Steffens and stuff of the world?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
No difference.
I mean, listen, if it happened and you can tell your story, you have every right to do that.
That's, like, that's what I'm asking. What's nothing, the difference?
No difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
If something really happened, the only thing I have a problem with it was people lie. But if it's a true story and somebody really did something and you choose to tell that story, that's your story to tell.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Because I see people give Brittany, what's her name? Brittany Renner, right?
Yeah.
Brittany Renner.
I see people giving her a lot of flack, but I'm like, well, what's the difference between what she's doing and what Monica Lewinsky's doing?
Also, Brittany Renner didn't even use real names. She gave people code names. Bill kind of knew who some of the people she was talking about were. Mm. But here's Monica Lewinsky.
I felt terrible. I was scared and I was mortified and afraid of what this was going to do to my family. And, you know, I still was in love with Bill at the time. So I felt really responsible.
It's all bullish.
They was in love?
She kept the dress and put it in the freezer or refrigerator, whatever it was. Like, this
what?
Was.
This, I never heard that part.
Did she keep the stained dress and put it in the fridge?
She did?
Yes.
Why?
Because she obviously she had an out. She was trying to get big bucks, obviously. Mm. This was no love.
Maybe she was in love.
Well, she did say, and if you read some of these recent interviews that she did, she talked about trying to get his attention because at one point her underwear was coming out from the rear of her pants. And she said, instead of pulling my trousers up like I would in any other instance, I didn't. It was unnoticeable to everybody else in the room, but Bill Clinton noticed. And she just mentioned just trying to always get his attention and being attracted to him. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, man, it's two icons out there that I respect tremendously. And this newspaper in New Zealand decided to mix them up. We'll talk about the mix-up for after the hour.
All right. We'll do that when we get back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Continue the adventure with Newt Scamander as he teams up with Albus Dumbledore. He's stopping the dark wizard Grindelwald's plans to divide the wizarding world. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. In theaters, November 16th, rated PG-13.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right, Revolt TV, I'm going to really need you on this one, okay? Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 14th, goes to a newspaper in New Zealand called the Gisborne Herald. Now, this week, the world lost a genius. Anyone who knows Charlamagne Tha God knows that I am a Marvel head. Yes, I am a 40-year-old comic book fanatic. I have Wolverine from the X-Men tatted on my right shoulder. I'm one of those fools who buys expensive superhero costumes for Halloween and Comic-Con. I've had the pleasure of writing actual comics for Marvel. Salute to my guy, Chris Robinson. So when Stan Lee died 2 days ago on November 12th, it hurt. But he was 95 years old, so no need to cry for Stan. That man created things that are bigger than him, created things that are going to outlive him. So his legacy is fine. Drop one of Clues bombs for Stan Lee. The Marvel brand will forever be attached to Stan Lee, and Stan Lee will forever be attached to the Marvel brand. Not to mention, with CGI and holograms, I'm sure the MCU, which is the Marvel Cinematic Universe, will find a way to still insert Stan Lee in Marvel movies. But the reason this New Zealand newspaper, the Gisborne Herald, is getting Donkey of the Day, if you have Revolt TV, I hope you're looking at it right now, they're getting Donkey of the Day because they had a headline on the front of their paper that said, characters first, characters first, superheroes next. As you can see on Revolt TV, it's a picture of Stan Lee, but it says in big, bold, yellow letters, Spike Lee dies at 95.
Spike Lee passed away?
Losing everybody.
Jeesh.
Now, to me, Spike Lee and Stan Lee are both icons, but Spike Lee is a baby compared to Stan Lee. Spike Lee is only 61 years old. Stan Lee is 95. All right? Spike Lee is black. Stan Lee is white. I don't even know why a mistake like this
or how a mistake like this can be made. How many people put eyes on this and nobody caught it? Clearly, Spike Lee or Stan Lee ain't popping in New Zealand. Because if they were, this would never happen. Now, I'm sure Spike Lee and Stan Lee would have a lot in common because Stan Lee was a conscious individual, okay? The X-Men were actually inspired by real-life civil rights heroes. That is a fact, all right? Professor X and his vision of harmonious human-mutant coexistence was all Martin Luther King Jr., and Magneto's by any means necessary mentality reflected Malcolm X, okay? Stan Lee created Black Panther, a black superhero who was also the king of the fictional African nation Wakanda, which y'all all know by now, but he made this character in 1966. So that was unheard of at the time, to depict a black character in that light. So even though the Gisborne Herald is disrespectful for confusing Spike Lee and Stan Lee, it made me think of all the possibilities if Spike Lee and Stan Lee would have collaborated. Can you imagine the classic Spike Lee and Stan Lee could have created together? Instead of Black Klansmen, they could have made Black X-Men, all right? Instead of Professor X's School for Gifted Youngsters, it would be Professor Malcolm X's School for Gifted Muslims. Instead of Mo' Better Blues, you could have had Mo' Better Mutants. Instead of Jungle Fever, it could be Wakanda Fever, exploring the interracial relationship between Black Panther and Captain Marvel. Oh, the possibilities are endless. Can you imagine She's Gotta Have It starring Storm? Oh, or Do the Right Thing starring Deadpool, where Deadpool always has to question whether or not he should do the right thing? Or Do the White Thing, a highly charged sexual movie starring Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. Oh, with some good ones. But my favorite, instead of Inside Man, okay, they could have done a story about Tony Stark's being kidnapped and anally probed by aliens. Call that Inside Iron Man. Drop one of Clues bomb for that one. I know Envy would love to see it, okay?
Anally probed?
Shut up. If Spike Lee and Stan Lee ever collaborated, you know, that would be amazing, but they didn't get the chance to. But the both of them individually are so iconic and so legendary that they should never be confused, all right? The Gisborne Herald, you owe Spike Lee and, more importantly, Stan Lee's family an apology immediately, because nobody wants to see RIP next to their name when they are still alive, and the great, late Stan Lee deserves more respect than y'all gave him. Please give Gisborne Herald, or Gisborne Herald, or however you pronounce it, the sweet sounds Gisborne of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Gisborne Herald would be amazing.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Mm-hmm. Up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now. Phone lines are wide open. She'll help you with all your problems. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous. What's your question for you?
Okay, so I've been friends with this guy for a long time, and we started to, like, you know, fall for each other, but he's always had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But we just always kind of, like, had the vibe, so, you know, we've always been sexual and things like that. So now he's, like, proposed to her and, you know, gonna get married, but he's still, like, keeping me along. I just don't know what to do. Like, but he's my best friend, so, like, to talk about everything. I just don't know what to do. Am I supposed to just, like, let it go? Or, you know...
First of all, somebody who is supposed to be your best friend wouldn't do that to you.
Right. You're right.
Because I have, you know, my best friend would never do anything that would be hurtful to me. And whether or not you want to admit it, this is hurtful to you. He's been sleeping with you, but now he's been engaged to somebody else. But part of it is your responsibility. He's not hiding it from you.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe
you know, she's known about us too as well. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I guess she feels now that she has the ring and they're about to get married. It's just different, but it's still the same thing.
What do you want in your life? Do you want to have your own man?
Yeah, I do.
You know, that can't happen really for you when you're so involved in somebody else, and then you're calling someone your best friend who's hurting your feelings.
Right. You're right. And we do talk about guys. I talk about guys with him and things like that, but I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
I just don't see the benefit in this for you.
yeah, I'm getting nothing. I mean, financially, he does things for me as well, but it's really not enough.
And it's going to be really hard for you to find somebody else when you've blocked off those opportunities because you're too busy worried about this man.
Right, right. And he has a whole fiance.
And he's living his life.
Right. So. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Thank you.
All right, no problem, honey.
All right, bye.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. We have Crystal on the line. Crystal, good morning.
Hey, so, all right. So the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. And I've already kind of banned my man's family from my house.
Whoa.
But I feel bad because I know he kind of really wants them there. But I hate his sister. And his mother and his sister are a package deal, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like, forget them both.
So the only person you don't like is the sister.
Well, yeah, for the most part.
Okay. And do they do anything at somebody else's house that you guys can just go there?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to always do the holidays in my own home.
Because I'll tell you what my family does, right? Is everybody goes to see the other sides of the family on, say, for Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then on Friday, we all come together so everybody can see everyone.
Nah, for the most part, we kind of just, like, left his family by the wayside, and we just rock out with mine. But I kind of don't want to. I want his sister to stop coming to my house and being petty, like coming to barbecues and bringing beer, and if there's extra beers left over, taking them back home with her. Last year, she came to Thanksgiving with a dollar pie. Like, come on, stop.
So that's the only reason. That's the only reason you don't like her?
She's just a petty individual, and she's just always needy, and she never bring that into the table. Like, she's a user, and you can't ever ask her for anything.
Well, how does your man feel about her?
He don't like her either, but that's his sister. She's never done anything to me personally, but I feel like she always shades my dude, and I have a problem with that. Like, there's no happy birthdays for his birthday. We had a baby. We didn't get any baby shower gifts. Like, nothing. Like, we bought a house, no housewarming gifts. Like,
well,
we don't even really want the gift, but just, like, say thanks. Here's a card.
Well, Crystal, sounds like she's just kind of a rude person, and maybe she's just not aware of regular social etiquette. But at times like this, you got to think about your man more than you think about yourself, right?
He likes my sister.
No, I'm talking about with his family, because you could tell that it bothers him that his family's not going to be there, right?
It bothers him about 20%.
Okay, don't you want him to not be bothered at all?
I mean, my sister could fill up that other 20%. It'll be all right.
Crystal.
Right?
Because
to me,
it seems like, you know, his sister is just petty, but she's not really doing anything malicious to you. She's just thoughtless.
She's rude.
And rude, right. You could put up with that for one day. And honestly, you won't even really have to interact with her at all. You could talk to everybody else. Just because someone's rude, just because someone is nasty and rude to you doesn't mean you got to reciprocate that energy, especially because things are going so well. You have your family around and your sister who you love and your man who you love.
No, we just keep the nothing energy. I feel like the nothing energy works better. Like Uncle Charlotte said, we're going to keep that same energy from Tuesday right on Thursday on Thanksgiving. No, why can't we, please?
You don't want his mom to come? He wants his mom to come.
I'm indifferent.
Okay, but we're talking about how he feels. Why don't you talk to your man and see how important it is to him? But I do think around the holidays, especially at this time when we're trying to extend ourselves a little more than we normally do, you know, that is a great gesture on your part. And I think he would love that and appreciate it.
Yeah, I heard you, sis.
Because you know you're calling because you feel a little bad about it.
I feel a little bad about it. Maybe like 20, maybe 25%. Probably not enough to really extend an invitation, to be perfectly honest with you. I think I'm just going to dub them for this holiday and probably move forward with my life. I just don't want to be bothered.
Well, just make sure you talk to your man about it and see if there's any type of alternatives that you could do. Because, you know, you guys are a unit. Y'all together. So you guys got to make these decisions together.
Nah.
Crystal, you sounded just as petty as her.
He don't like her either. He doesn't like her either. Like, me and my sister, we're a team. Like, hey, I need this. Okay, no problem.
his sister, she only called when she needed a favor, and it's never reciprocated. And it's not even about the favor. It's just not like
You just don't like her. That's all, and that's fine. Why don't you ask him what he wants to do and let him make the decision?
He wants his mother to come.
Okay, so let him get what he wants. You're having your whole family there. Let him have his mom, and if that's what it is, that's a sacrifice.
Honey, if you're listening, you could invite your mom. Just kind of ask her not to bring your sister.
Damn.
Bye, Crystal. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye, mama. Ask EE 800-585-1051 if you need relationship advice. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about this controversy over Serena Williams' GQ magazine cover. It was a little weird, but tell you what it is.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
You don't know Golink, but we're going to be talking about Riff Raff.
About who?
Riff Raff was trending yesterday, and that's because of a video that he posted about being extorted.
I've been keeping a secret for the last 4 years. I've been extorted and blackmailed and demanded I give $1 million cash to an escorting agency and to a fake-ass lawyer who's been running scams, working contingencies upon athletes and high-end celebrities trying to get money. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jack, you ain't getting $1 million off of me. And I want all my friends and family to know, if anything ever happens to me, make sure to take care of my Huskies. I refuse to back down from your scams.
What are they extorting him about, though? They got over his head?
I guess he used an escort. They said an escort service, right?
So what? What's wrong with using an escort service?
I don't know if it's more than that. You know, some people are saying there's a sex tape floating around out there. And? I don't know. I guess we don't know exactly what it is because he's not being very open about it.
It must be him and another guy.
But he does have a new album out, Tangerine Tiger. In addition to that, he is going to have to stand trial for alleged sexual assault, something that happened at a Nevada brothel. That trial is going to be next May. Now, it's a very conflicting, confusing story, but it was something that happened at the Bunny Ranch brothel, which is right next to the venue. And there's conflicting stories from the two women that were there. They denied things and said that it did happen. The two of them don't even agree with each other in the stories. But he is going to have to stand trial next May for this alleged sexual assault.
Well, clearly it's something also that he's ashamed of if he's being extorted.
That he just went out there.
Because if he wasn't ashamed about it, he would just live his truth so nobody can use his truth against him and just tell the world what it is. So
well,
once
we don't
it comes
know.
Out, it'll have no impact.
We don't know if he's married with kids or what his situation is.
No, he's definitely not married with kids. As a matter of fact, he was on lip service and here's what he said.
A perfect situation scenario. Do you know Dan Bozerian is? So, if, I mean, he
and
put
women
he,
running around all the time.
Right, but it's not. But he doesn't. But he doesn't have. It's not every girl is his girlfriend. No, it's not really actual wives, but it's sister wives. So it's the girls get along. I think if a girl can't get along with other girls, there's gonna be big problems. That's for me. You know why? Because I'm around girls all the time. So I have to worry about also making you happy. And being me, which you already know, I'm just already me. So I'm around people, that, men, women, whatever.
What was that clip about?
I don't know.
So, in other words, he's not married. He's around women all the time. He wants a situation like Dan Bilzerian, who has a bunch of different women with him all the time, and he can only be with a woman if it could be like a sister-wife situation.
What that got to do with him being extorted?
Because you just asked, is he married? Does he have kids? And we just asked that.
Oh, okay.
So I just played that clip to show that he's not married and he doesn't have any kids.
Gotcha.
All right. And he's actually going to be on lip service this Friday. And we did this interview before all these other things came out. So just bear
that
in mind.
Damn, that sucks.
He has a lot of things to say, though, about relationships and women. So make sure you check that out.
Okay.
All right. Monique, in the meantime, has done an interview with the Chicago Tribune. And in that interview, she talks about Roseanne Barr. She said, that's why when people turned on my sister, Roseanne Barr, I couldn't do it because there were black entertainers who would not come on the Monique show because it was, quote unquote, too black. But when I called on my sister, she said, where is it and what time you need me to come? And when she showed up, when the cameras wasn't rolling, she said, listen, you're the real deal. Don't let them use you up and take advantage of you because they will. Don't let them do that to you. Now, a racist woman is not going to say that to me. Now, she also goes on to say that behind the scenes that Roseanne was trying to push a documentary about Malcolm X with a brother who's a Muslim. And therefore, she can't be racist.
Listen, man, you call Roseanne your sister, but you tell Oprah, suck your D. And just because someone does something good for you doesn't mean that they're actually good for you. It's a difference, people.
All right, now let's talk about Serena Williams on the cover of GQ. She was the 2018, it said Men of the Year, and then they crossed out the word men and they put Woman of the Year and put Serena Williams on the cover of the magazine. She was one of the many honorees that were up there, including Jonah Hill, Michael B. Jordan, Henry Golding. But They first started making women part of their Men of the Year honorees back in 2003. And people want to know why the word woman was in quotes. I guess they were trying to say that they were trying to insinuate, quote unquote, woman. But do you guys think it was a big deal? Because for some reason, this was a huge story yesterday and very controversial.
Well, my mama was an English teacher. So I don't even know what quotation marks really mean, to be honest.
Well, what does that mean? Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?
In this situation, because people have said nasty things about Serena Williams, insinuating that she's a man because of her muscular physique, she said herself in an open letter,
yeah,
I've been called man because I appear outwardly strong. It has been said I don't belong in women's sports, that I belong in men's because I look stronger than many other women do. No, I just work hard, and I was born with this badass body and proud of it. So they had a problem with putting the word woman. You know how people do
people
the
air quotes.
Air quotes.
Mm-hmm. But is it a difference when a word is scratched out? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
They could have just wrote woman and not put the quotes.
Call your mom. Ask your mom.
I know. I really
Because usually when people do quote unquote, it's kind of like a not necessarily this, representing that. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. And we're going to start it off with this Mike Will Made It Pharrell Kendrick joint. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Yes! Continue the adventure with Newt Scamander as he teams up with Albus Dumbledore to stop the dark wizard Grindelwald's plans to divide the wizarding world. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. In theaters November 16th, rated PG-13.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.